This is Central Time. The new GOP health care bill aimed at replacing the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, narrowly passed the House yesterday and now heads to the Senate. And there are a lot of questions about how the bill could affect people with pre-existing health conditions.
The Affordable Care Act created more protections for people who had diseases, injuries, or other conditions before they got insurance. The new GOP health care law would give states the ability to apply for a waiver from that requirement. And Governor Walker said today that he would consider an option that would let insurers raise premiums for people with pre-existing conditions.
Bobby Peterson joins us now. He's the founder and executive director of ABC for Health, a nonprofit Wisconsin law firm that focuses on health care benefits and services. Bobby, welcome back to the show.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, there are a lot of maybes here, Bobby. This could change a lot on its way through the Senate, for example. The governor says we'll wait and see what this looks like, but he would consider this idea of opting out of the pre-existing condition requirement. Taking it now at face value, what we see out of the House, what could change for people with pre-existing conditions?
Well, it's a return to the bad old days of high-risk pools. I think the governor is looking through nostalgically with rose-colored glasses on at the past, saying that it was very popular. It was a limited option, and it really resulted in healthcare segregation for people. I mean, we identified people that had medical conditions that couldn't get regular insurance, put in 6-month waiting periods before they could start their insurance. It was much more expensive, and it seemed like with the Affordable Care Act, we had at least gotten past that issue. We had decided that we're not going to segregate care for people with pre-existing conditions. But we might be taking a step backwards.
And that segregated care you're talking about is this idea of the high-risk health insurance pool. That's if states, under this House plan, if states opted out of the pre-existing condition requirements, they would have to set up some kind of high-risk pool. The governor said, yeah, we used to have that before the Affordable Care Act. How did that high-risk pool work here?
Well, it was typically you had to be rejected for insurance by 2 insurance companies, so you would apply and they would say, "Oh, sorry, you've got pre-existing conditions, but here's information on the high-risk pool." So you'd apply for the high-risk pool, and you typically have a 6-month waiting period because you needed to go through some benchmarks before you got coverage. They did at times offer prescription drug coverage right away, which was good, but it was very expensive. It wasn't any type of family coverage. It was just for an individual. Premiums could run into the thousands of dollars a month for people, particularly people over age 50 and before Medicare age. So I represented a lot of people who had trouble with it, it's something I would dread having to go back to. I hope you don't see it again.
As part of the compromise that helped this plan pass the House, there were $8 billion set aside for people in this scenario, I guess, people with pre-existing conditions who couldn't afford health care. That's over a 5-year span. Is that enough money to make a difference?
Wow, that's a drop in the bucket. I mean, estimates are that about half of non-elderly Americans, have one or more pre-existing conditions. We're talking about people, above childhood age up to age 65. So that's a lot of folks, and when we start identifying that we need to either subsidize some of the coverage that they have, because otherwise it's going to be expensive, the people won't be able to afford it, and it may be that way already. So there's a lot of folks out there, and a lot of these folks are neighbors, family, friends, people that we care about, and to have them just get coverage through the high-risk plan and segregate them into that type of coverage is, to me, very wrong-headed and a real step backwards into the past.
When we say the phrase pre-existing condition, can you give us an idea of the range of conditions we're talking about?
Oh, it can be a lot of things. It could be something like, type 2 diabetes. It could be uncontrolled hypertension. It could be physical issues related to bones and joints, advanced arthritis. I mean, there's a lot of things that fit in the category of pre-existing condition.
And
it can be cancer, too. I mean, it could be very, very significant illnesses. So if you're uninsured and you're diagnosed with cancer, you might apply for HRSA, but you have a 6-month waiting period. Well, that's not going to help you too much.
And people have pointed toward genetic conditions, other things people might have from birth, as things that could lead to either rejection of coverage or substantially higher premiums.
Yeah, life is a pre-existing condition. I mean, it's just, there are so many things right now that, you could be born with. You could be exposed to toxins. You could be exposed to flu pandemics. I mean, there's a lot of things that can come up in life, and it's unfortunate that we're even having this discussion about going back to high-risk pools.
Well, it seems like it's one of the core problems of trying to solve health insurance, that or health care and health insurance coverage, is that the people who need it the most are, by extension, the people who are going to cost the most to take care of. And that's the thorny issue that any system is trying to solve.
Well, we have some good examples where, the pre-existing conditions aren't an issue. You sign up for Medicare at age 65, there's not a pre-existing condition test because there's a large group of people that are entering that. Medicaid doesn't have pre-existing condition limitations. So the larger the pool of people that are getting into, you can blend the risk. But if we want to have small risk puddles, which is, where we were back in the day, it means that insurance can get very expensive for people in small groups. But having large groups, and having everybody apply by the same rules like the current marketplace does allow to spread that risk, and, everybody is going to be in a better position ultimately, and particularly those that may have pre-existing conditions.
Bobby Peterson is with us, Executive Director for ABC for Health. We're talking about what might happen to people with pre-existing health conditions under the new GOP health care plan that just passed the House. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions or concerns about pre-existing conditions? Do you like the way this House health care plan deals with that issue? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation now with Bobby Peterson, Executive Director for ABC for Health. That's a nonprofit law firm that focuses on health care benefits. We're talking about what might happen here in Wisconsin with pre-existing condition changes under a new GOP health care plan. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and your questions. Nate joins us now in Milwaukee. Nate, hi.
Hi, thank you for having me. I am very either unimpressed or disturbed by what's going on. I was almost once denied health insurance myself because due to over-the-counter medication that I was taking, it messed up with one of the tests for the insurance I was applying to, and they initially denied me. I had to take it again later. But that shows how finicky the insurance companies can be. And I also know somebody who was in a car accident who, because of that, now has a pre-existing condition, grew up in Wisconsin. And if ever things about moving back here, I'll say don't do it because our governor will not look after your health.
Nate, thanks for the call. Bobby, your thoughts on, he says, even just a failed test fooled by over-the-counter medicines can put you in that pre-existing condition flag.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of problems with, the underwriting that occurs when insurance companies assess the risk of an individual. And, they don't know the cause of it or what, and they're going to go through your medical records with a fine-tooth comb, because it may affect profits. Yes, I think it's a problem, and those people that were identified with pre-existing conditions might get referred to the high-risk pool. I had a health insurance executive talk to me back in the days when we had pre-existing conditions. They said, Bobby, you don't expect us to provide insurance for a burning house, but these aren't burning homes. These are people that have lives and have medical conditions. And I think, that's part of the concern that we have, is that we need to make sure we take care of folks. And folks that have pre-existing conditions deserve to have health care coverage like everybody else.
Back to our callers. Thanks, Nate. We've got Laura on the line in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I'm really concerned about this new bill because my husband is 60. He just retired on Wednesday. And I'm switching jobs so that I can pick up our health insurance starting in June. My employer does supply health insurance at this point, but I was born with a hereditary disease that will be fatal if I can't afford the medication for it. And my husband is a type 2 diabetic. So, I'm really worried about this because we could both have serious health problems without and not be able to get insurance if my employer will quit offering it. And the thing is, the employer insurance I'm getting is already a high deductible insurance.
Laura, thanks for the call. And Bobby, do we know how this plan in the House would affect pre-existing coverage for employer-provided health insurance?
Well, typically, you know, when you're in employer-sponsored insurance, you're part of a group, and there may not be the same type of underwriting as if you applied for a policy individually. It depends. You know, small groups have more challenges, and again, we're kind of stepping way back and you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when we had to worry about these lot issues. I think her concerns are legitimate. You know, when you have pre-existing conditions, you're tied to your job, you're concerned about family members and loved ones. If you lose coverage, how do you maintain it? And, you know, Medicare is a few years off. So those are legitimate concerns. But remember, this is only a bill at this point, and there's opportunities to have your voice be heard. Speak up. Let people know what your concerns are. I think it's really important right now. Time is critical to make sure your elected representatives hear your thoughts about this.
Laura, thanks for the call. John is with us next in Colfax. John, hi.
Hi. Hello. This is John. I had a question or comment and would like to hear a comment in regards to you know, this insurance with pre-existing condition, what they're doing is creating different risk pools. And, you know, you open up the door for where are we going to stop with this risk pool? Are we going to divide everybody that may have, like, a cancer gene into another risk pool and keep on going? And then mainly my comment that I wanted to make is that, you know, our federal government already has programs that spread risk over a large group of people. When you look at FEMA, for instance, us here in the Midwest are paying money into our federal tax dollars that go for higher risk areas like the coastal regions.
Gotcha, John. We're just about out of time. I get your analogy. Bobby, as we wrap up, do you have hopes that we'll keep this wider risk pool in place, not taking things up?
I think John's right. We need to make sure that we have a large risk pool. We spread the risk, and then we can take care of everybody. And that should be our goal as a society and a responsibility that we have.
We'll leave it there for now. Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
That was Bobby Peterson, founder and executive director of ABC4 Health. He joined us to look at what could happen to Wisconsinites with pre-existing conditions under a potential GOP health care law.